This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We are back with hour number two of Ron Sedgy today in the middle of January 2019. And on our show, the second hour, is Daniel Krauthammer. Now, Daniel is the son of Charles Krauthammer, who, of course, was on Fox News for many, many years, wrote many books, and was an advisor to several presidents. And he started a book, then got sick, and his son Daniel finished it for him. And we'll be talking about that book when he comes on the air. From NBC's Chicago Med, Nick Gilfis and Colin Donnelly. Last week, Carol Channing passed away. She had been on our show several times. We do this very seldom, but it was such a delight to have her on that we're going to play one of the later interviews that we did with her and her husband at the time, who also just passed away, Harry, coming up at the end of this program. Okay, listen to it because you'll see why she was such a charming lady of the stage. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Sedgy today.
Some good news for consumers, merchants, and the financial industry. 3 years after banks sent upgraded credit and debit cards with a built-in computer chip to cardholders, and store owners were encouraged to upgrade their payment systems to support the new cards, a report from Visa shows a dramatic decrease in counterfeit payment fraud due to the upgrade. In fact, counterfeit fraud at U.S. chip-enabled merchants is down 82% as of June 2018. Since the chip launched nationally in 2015, Visa has seen continued growth in the number of chip cards and chip-enabled merchants. Visa has more than 3.1 million merchants now accepting chip cards. That's 67% of U.S. stores that accept Visa payment cards. The time spent paying in a chip card has gotten faster and more convenient for consumers because of contactless technology, where you tap to pay the card rather than inserting it. Tapping to pay provides the same security as traditional chip cards. To learn more about paying with a chip or contactless card, visit usa.visa.com.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
We are live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgy today. And I'm very enthused to talk to our next guest. I was a huge fan of his father. He was quite a guy. It was nice to be alive during an individual's life where such an analytical brain. And we're talking about the great Charles Krauthammer, who, of course, not only wrote so many articles in newspaper, but appeared on Fox News for a while almost every night. And the name of the book that's out right now that he didn't get a chance to publish, but his son did, is called The Point of It All, A Lifetime of Great Loves and Endeavors by the late Charles Krauthammer and our guest, Daniel Krauthammer. Daniel, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much. I really appreciate you having me on today.
Well, I appreciate you being here, and I equally appreciate what you did on your father's last work. Failed to mention in the introduction, though, that your writing has appeared on the Weekly Standard, National Review, and the New Republic, holding a degree in Oxford, Harvard, Stanford in political science, economics, and business, and also worked in government as well as the entertainment and technology sectors. I want to begin by this because I probably could talk to you for days on end. But in the introduction, you did something that I thought was very classy, and that is you paid a big compliment to your father, saying that his memory still is deep inside of you, you can't express the words, and that your father and you were very close. I feel the pain of his absence every day. And then a real good line, as does every son who loved his father. That's a nice compliment because so many times authors and people will say, I had the best father, I had the best mother. You kind of opened it up to all people who had a great relationship with a parent.
Yeah, you know, I think I, of course, would be the first to say that I feel that my dad was the best dad anyone could hope to have. But I know that that so many people feel that way, and that's not a unique feeling. It's unique to each person. But as you say, I didn't want to presume to have, you know, a special sadness as deep as it is. But I did want this book in particular to be something that would speak to everyone who, you know, both children and parents and everyone who had felt these things, had expressed these things, and who appreciated these things put well into words that are sometimes very hard to put into words. And that's something that my father did so well across so many topics, you know, politics and history and everything you'd expect. But also, you know, there's a lot in the personal about his own life, his own journey, and his thoughts on life that I wanted everyone to be able to have.
Watching and reading your father's material always kept me in awe because of the high intensity of intelligence that it conveyed. But one night I heard him talking about rock and roll, and I thought to myself, boy, this guy's got it all, you know. I mean, he knows everything. But let's go back to how this whole thing happened. Now, the last 10 months of his life, he was in the hospital. And you sat next to him and promised that you would finish this book. And he said to you, son, if it isn't good, don't publish it.
Yeah.
How much of a responsibility, knowing how your father was it for you to do right in this book?
It was a lot. I won't lie. I think this was the kind of heaviest, most important burden and task I feel that I've ever taken on in my life. Certainly the one that was the most meaningful and important to me. And so as you mentioned, this book, which is a collection of his writings, columns, essays, and a lot of unpublished work from all throughout his career, was something that he started before he became ill and had completed most of at that point. But there was still a lot to be done. And when he knew that he wouldn't be able to finish it himself, he entrusted it to me. But he had extremely high standards for himself and his work. And so those were the last words he said to me about the book, was, if it's not worthy, don't publish it. And so making sure it was worthy was more important to me than I can possibly express.
A monumental responsibility. Your father's book, it's his book, but you take little or no credit for publishing it and editing it, if you will. And I always kind of thought this was a funny part of the book when he said, your father said that, you know, a lot of times the things that he wants to convey are edited by the publisher. What publisher in their right mind would have the nerve to edit a Charles Krautheimer piece? I mean, you got to be, you know, out in left field, you know, Daniel?
Yeah, there's some funny stories that his old friends and colleagues will tell about, you know, when they were assigned to be his editor at, you know, such and such magazine or at the Post or whatever newspaper. If they wanted to change something, it was, they really had to put up a good fight, and usually they would not come out intact. My dad was very exact in how he wrote, and he would go over and polish his pieces, you know, hour after hour, day after day. He was quite the perfectionist and really held himself to some insanely high standards. So when he finally came down on something he liked, it was pretty hard to get him to let them change it.
You know, I distinctly remember a picture of him back in the early 80s sitting at a luncheon with Ronald Reagan, and he was a young man at the mm-hmm. time, and I thought to myself, yeah, boy, here is a president who is entrusting so much into a young man, but when it came to your dad, he could accept that trust and really run with it. Now, I heard him say many times that he knew immediately what happened when he dived into that pool at a young age. He knew it right away. And he handled that with such grace and such dignity. I did not know, though, that he had a stomach tumor that really was the cause of his demise. Was that unrelated at all to his paralysis, Daniel?
Yeah, it was completely unrelated. Yeah, the hospitalization, there were some extra difficulties because of his handicap. And,
sure.
And for your listeners who might not know, he had a diving accident as a young man that left him in a wheelchair. But in the end, it was a abdominal cancer that was just pure bad luck.
Yeah.
Completely separate.
But he wanted people to focus on his career and not on his disability. I mean, something that few people really want. You know, if they're incapable, they kind of use that as a crutch sometimes. He made no excuses
yeah.
for his disability, and he didn't like when he wrote a book, he didn't like when he used the word I, did he?
Yeah. No, he, you know, the as you mentioned, he didn't make a big deal about his disability, and he really he made a point of not making a big deal of it and not letting that be what defined him or what drove his course in life. He determined afterwards he was going to live his life as he wanted it, and he intended it to be. And I think, you know, he, in a very connected way, he didn't like to talk about himself in general, not just on that topic. But I think he was just a very outwardly focused person who was fascinated by the world and everyone in it. And he was not self-indulgent. He didn't see the point in focusing on himself either on that topic or really any other. And, you know, I think one of the most profound things I ever heard him say about this was in an interview, that I only saw actually after he passed away. But he was asked about this, about the accident, and he, his disability, and he said, I'm paraphrasing, but he said, look, everyone has their cross to bear in life, everyone. Some of those crosses are more visible and you can easily see them. Some are less visible and there are burdens carried on the inside that no one else knows about, but everyone has difficulties in their life. Everyone has slings and arrows that fate throws their way. And life, living life well, is making sure that you're not defined by those forces on the outside. Those slings and arrows of fate don't make your life for you, but rather you make your own life for yourself. You chart your own path. You overcome whatever life throws at you. And that's how you live a good and full and intentional life. And I think that's something that applies to absolutely everyone, and that he lived out in the example of his life in an incredibly powerful way that I know has touched many, many, many people. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to be sure that his words on those ideas came through in the book, so that they could be there for anyone who wants or needs them.
Daniel, do you have a couple more seconds to stay with us? We're going to take a break.
I do.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Our guest is our new friend, hopefully, Daniel Krauthammer, the son of Charles Krauthammer. The Point of It All is the name of the book, A Lifetime of Great Loves and Endeavors. We're going to talk more about his father and Daniel when we come back with Ron Sedgy today. I just want to remind everyone, if you want to listen to this interview or our entire show, it's on demand 24/7 on our website, which is ronsegi.com. That's ronsegi.com. When you get to that site, there's an icon right on the home page. If you see it, you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. Tell your friends about it, too. And there's also another icon there that enables us to be friends on Facebook. We're going to pause for a second. We're going to be right back with Daniel Krauthammer, the son of Charles Krauthammer. A new book is out right now. I urge everyone to get it. It really is very interesting. And if you saw his dad on TV on Fox for many, many years, you know what a very intelligent and nice man he was. And there's more to come live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy Today. We'll be right back.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Back live nationwide and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. Our guest is Daniel Krauthammer and his father, Charles. We all know from his writings and columns in over 400 newspapers, his frequent appearances on Fox News, and last June 21st, we lost Charles to illness that kept him in the hospital for almost 10 months. Is that right, Daniel?
Yes.
Did he ever think that he was handed a bad hand?
No. I mean, it's quite an incredible thing. I mean, obviously, he got a few unlucky turns in life, but on the whole, he was, I would say, an incredibly grateful person. He talked a lot, much of it in public, and some are in speeches and pieces that I made sure were in the book, where he expressed just how lucky he felt of how his life turned out in terms of his personal life and family and the passions he had, and professionally, that he always said he was so lucky that he had found the thing that he was meant to do and that he was able to do it well. And he had an immense amount of gratitude for that. And I think he really lived his life joyfully and in fullness with that spirit.
He was going to school in medical school, and he was going to be a psychologist. Well, he ended up being a psychologist, but figured out that he thought more was going on outside the examination room that he wanted to be part of. But, you know, he lived his life, as I assume, Daniel, from what I've seen and now heard and read, as if nothing had happened. I mean, he drove a car. He was I watched a video clip one time of him working in his office. The amount of discipline that he had was fascinating to me. I mean, he worked for hours and hours and hours in constructing a book, just like somebody constructs a skyscraper.
Yeah, absolutely. He, as you said, he didn't let it change the accident, change the course of his life. There's a lot you have to deal with, obviously, with an accident like that. But he never let it change the things that mattered. Mm-hmm. I think that was the key thing to him, that what, you know, in terms of his personal life, his family, and in his career, he overcame whatever obstacles he had to, but that wasn't the point. He saw himself as needing to do the best job he could by any and all standards. I think all of his colleagues were in awe of those standards. He enjoyed what he did, and he felt very lucky to be doing it. And he left one profession for another, as you mentioned, from being a psychiatrist, a medical doctor, to go back into politics and writing. And he felt, I think, both lucky to have made that transition successfully and also a sense of duty that came with that. There's an interview where he was talking about it where he said, you know, he knew his heart was in writing and politics. He needed to go there. But on the other hand, he knew that in medicine he was doing real concrete good for people. And so that was a big thing to leave behind. And so he always felt this duty, having done that, that he had to be really serious about writing. He couldn't be about getting famous or playing games or scoring points. It was about advancing the ideas, the policies, the politics that he thought would make the world and life better. And he took that really seriously. And there's a quote actually on the back cover of the book from when he was talking about this, where he said he felt that, you know, if he didn't say what he believed and thought honestly and bluntly, that he was betraying his whole life. And I think he absolutely stuck to that throughout his entire career.
Well, he sounds like a student of philosophy. You saw the seriousness in him. You saw him from a different dimension. What was it like in off time? Was he a jokester? Was he relaxed? Because he always seemed so serious because the subject matter that he was talking about was so serious.
Yeah, I'd say certainly off air he had, you know, a little more. When you only have 30 seconds or so to make your point on an important topic, it's a little hard to be super relaxed. But, I mean, some of his, I think, his irony and humor would come through on TV. But in general, yes, he was. He had a great sense of humor. He was a very funny, fun-loving guy and really just enjoyed life. People have asked me the thing that they would least know about him, and the answer that's always come to mind is just how much he enjoyed every part of life, particularly the small things, going to ball games and getting a hot dog with every topping on it, you know, sitting back and enjoying that, or going on long car trips to little beach towns or gumballs. You know, if you put him in front of a gumball machine, he would light up and buy one every single time he went by one. So it's just kind of that appreciation for every little aspect of life and not letting, you know, the few down parts be a focus, but really focusing on all the amazing things that life has to offer.
You know, Daniel, I'm glad you said that. So many times when you see intellectuals, you don't know if they're like that at 3 o'clock in the morning and when they're on television or writing an article, because he was a young man. Sometimes you feel as if, you know, maybe he wasn't enjoying life because everything was so serious, and I'm glad to hear that was not the case. Now,
yeah.
Are you going to continue to carry a torch for your dad? Good luck, because that's a tough one there, you know?
Yeah.
I don't mean carrying a torch from the standpoint.
No,
I mean continuing his conquests in life.
No, I think, you know, for my own part, my own career has been in a different place for the last many years. But as you mentioned at the beginning, I have also, you know, studied in politics and cared deeply about these issues and written about them myself when I felt I had something to contribute. My own life's been on, frankly, an indefinite hold since my father got ill and I was with him and then working on the book. So that work is finally done. I kind of made myself a promise to take a beat and a breath and to best determine from here my own path should be and the best way I can live up to those ideals in whatever way I can best contribute. Still a work in progress.
That sounds like an admirable way to go, and it replicates, I think, how your father would handle it, too. An admirable way, really. The name of the book is The Point of It All, A Lifetime of Great Loves and Endeavors by the late Charles Krauthammer and his son Daniel. And in closing, he once was very excited about a comment you made to him when you read one of his books, and he said, "What is the book about?" And he said, "I've been going through this problem all the time, because when people ask me a question, they say, 'What is this book about?' And there you put it in one simple, absolute, stunning sentence." He said to you, "Everything that matters depends ultimately on politics." He was very grateful for your communications when it came to that particular answer to a question that he had been asked and never was able to create the answer, and he got it from you.
Yeah, I wrote about that in my introduction to this book. I wrote there that I thought he gave me too much credit because I felt I was paraphrasing exactly what he had already written. But I think sometimes you do need someone from the outside to kind of see the words you've already put out yourself and the ideas that are already there. Glad I was able to help him do that.
Yeah, that's cool.
I think that faith he had in me gave me the confidence I needed to take on the task of finishing this book for him. I could convey the ideas and the arguments that he felt were most important to be in this book.
You did a heck of a job. A website. Give it to us and what we can find when we go there.
Yeah, his official website is charleskrauthammer.com. And I'd certainly suggest it for anyone who's interested to learn more. It has, you know, every link you could possibly want to buy the book, either in person or online, and also a lot of other resources, other archives of his work, tributes written to him, videos, and other resources. So for anyone who's interested to learn more, charleskrauthammer.com is certainly where I would point them.
And the book, again, is The Point of It All, A Lifetime of Great Loves and Endeavors by Charles Krauthammer and his son Daniel Krauthammer. Daniel, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
Very interesting and fascinating man. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democrats say the new proposal from the president is a non-starter. President Trump has made a new offer to end the 29-day-old government shutdown. He said in an effort to break the logjam, he's offering Democrats
3 years of legislative relief for 700,000 DACA recipients brought here unlawfully by their parents at a young age.
That, plus a 3-year extension of status for those here from disaster-stricken countries. The president calls it a common-sense compromise, but Democrats quickly rejected the idea. Mr. Trump says Senate leader Mitch McConnell will put the package on the Senate floor this coming week. In his White House address, the president now says his wall would be a steel barrier and not continuous. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Again, you're listening to Ron Segi today. We are nationwide and around the world. And our next guests are from a TV show doing so well. They just started their brand new season. It airs Wednesday nights at 8, 7 Central Time on NBC. It's Chicago Med. Joining us right now is Colin Donnell and Nick Gilfus. Nick, Colin, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What do you attribute the success of the show to, guys?
I mean, I think there's a lot of things. I mean, it starts with Dick Wolf and the universe that he's created with these Chicago shows. You know, it started with the success of Chicago Fire, continued with Chicago PD, and we felt when we started a couple of years ago that we were in a great position to succeed, and thankfully audiences have latched on to us and are really enjoying what we're doing. We're very grateful to be back.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a very exciting time for us as storytellers, because we're about to share what has secluded us for the past 7 months from the rest of our families and friends. But it's this one universe that really does it with the Chicago series. Yeah, it does start with Dick Wolf, and he's like the Dave Grohl of television when you think about it.
Yeah.
He's got these two major franchises. But this Chicago franchise is all about these shows intertwining, which you've never seen.
No, you're absolutely right. There are many times when Chicago PD and Chicago Fire all mesh together. But I would be remiss if I didn't ask you this, and I've asked this to so many people who are part of the Dick Wolf enterprise, and that is, has anybody ever seen Dick Wolf?
He is, in fact, a real person.
Is he really?
He does exist.
You don't see him in the trade magazines. I don't have no clue what he looks like, and we've been talking about his shows for the past 20 years, you know?
He's doing something right then, isn't he?
Well, he sure is. He knows how to stay out of the spotlight. Now, your character, Nick, is the stressful supervisor of an ER, an attending physician. I've always said that the toughest job in the world's got to be a doctor in the ER, sees everything. And then you have problems, Colin, as a aspiring rising star as a heart surgeon. And there's all of these not only technical things and life-saving things that you're dealing with, but now you're dealing a little bit with mind and heart when it comes to romances and balancing, how to handle your cohorts in the emergency room.
Yeah, I think one of the great things about this season is we're really getting to see not just the action of the emergency department and the operating room, but we're really seeing how work affects personal life and how personal life then affects work. We all feel like we're kind of taking a deep dive this season into those into that interplay, and it's been really exciting to be able to shoot that and to be able to really dig into those characters and the way that it's all come together and fighting each other. Really,
is it difficult to learn the medical terms? We're not talking about the Andy Griffith Show in Mayberry now. Okay, we're talking about terms that are very difficult to ascertain. Is it tough to learn the lines when you have these kind of terms that you have to deal with in order to make it look and sound realistic?
Yeah, it's a foreign language when you think about it.
Oh, yeah.
And it definitely demands time and attention. But at this point, we were just talking, we have a foundation set, so that's great. They throw some zingers in there every once in a while where it's like, oh, yeah, this is very, very humbling that these people have these words in their back pocket.
There's a great outtake reel out there somewhere.
Oh,
there should be.
I would love to see that. I would give anything. Are there real doctors on the set to kind of set you straight if indeed you try to deviate from the medical terms or how things are done?
Always.
Yeah, we have some wonderful consultants. Bob and Bergstrom and Dr. Andrew Dennis are with us full-time, making sure that we actually look like we know what we're doing. We actually have real nurses and doctors who come to be background actors.
Yeah,
wow.
We call them expert extras.
Yeah, our expert extras.
That's very
great.
Cool.
I mean, it blends a realism to the show and keeps us from straying too far from the reality of all the medicine.
What about spending time in the ER? I know a lot of times when you're doing a show that is based on real type of occupations, whether it be law enforcement, medical, attorneys, they spend some time. Have you both spent some time in the emergency room just seeing how it's done in real life?
Yeah, for sure. one of the consultants, Dr. Andrew Dennis, that Colin just mentioned, he works at a hospital where we're allowed. I still use it as a resource all the time. I mean, I think that I attribute most of what I'm able to do because of that. Yeah, I mean, there's no substitute really for being able to witness what these people are doing on a day-to-day basis, and it gives you a context not only for the reality of the situation, but it gives you an insight into you know, what these people go through emotionally and what they have to deal with. You know, the life and death situations that we're portraying on TV, they actually live, and it gives you a wonderful respect for these professionals and what they're able to accomplish on a day-to-day basis.
What a tremendous cast you have. You know, there's so many good people. You know, Nick, you bring a lot to the table with recurring roles on Shameless, The Newsroom, The Good Wife, Person of Interest, Royal Pains, and on stage with Midsummer Night's Dream. You and I have something in common. We were both born in Cleveland, Ohio.
No kidding.
Yeah, what hospital were you born in?
I was born in Euclid Hospital. And near Little Italy.
Okay. Well, I was born in St. Luke's Hospital. I don't know if it's still there or not. They probably made it a temple. That probably made it a temple after I was born there. But I, yeah, born in Cleveland. Yeah, yeah. And
you're born.
My grandparents. I actually was raised in Pennsylvania, but was on East 125th and Buckeye. But we're Italian, so I don't know what the heck we were doing in that neighborhood. But that's where we were. And Colin, you with the Showtime hit series The Affair. I love Pan Am, which you were part of, Person of Interest. But what role did you play in Jersey Boys?
Well, I was actually part of the ensemble there, and I covered a couple of the two of the four guys, main guys from the four seasons. So, but it was my first Broadway show. I'd been on tour with a Broadway production before that, but that was So I was wearing a monkey mask and playing guitar every night.
Oh, man, that is a tremendous show. And, of course, Meet Me in St. Louis and Wicked and Mamma Mia. Unbelievable, the talent that is with this show. Now, are you going to mix, we mentioned this a little bit earlier, are you going to mix a little bit of the characters from Chicago PD and Chicago Fire now in the third season of Chicago Med?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's part of the nature of this universe. It's just, they were able to intertwine all three of the shows so seamlessly, and that's one of the goals that Dick has strived for, and one of the mandates that, you know, he set from the very beginning was that we wanted to portray the reality of all these different facets of first responders and public professionals, and seeing how they interacted in day-to-day life. So you'll see people popping up pretty much all the time.
We get to see one another from the other cast, believe it or not. We work in one big space, and you think we cross paths more often, but we don't. And so when we go do these crossovers, it's a treat, really. It's like going to your cousin's house for Thanksgiving.
Oh, don't say that. It's terrible when I go to my cousin's house for Thanksgiving. So don't use that analogy. Anything but my cousin, please.
Okay. We don't have that in common.
Okay. That's right. You got Philip Winchester starring in the first episode, and this is kind of a follow-up of the cliffhanger from last year, is it not?
Right, it is. We find out right at the beginning of the season the fate of Dr. Charles and what goes on with him, and brought in Philip to shoot a courtroom scene that starts to deal with some of the fallout from the incident involving Dr. Charles.
Well, that's great. Well, I congratulate both of you on season number 3 of Chicago Med. Wednesdays at 8 o'clock Eastern on NBC. A great show and two fine actors. Nick, Colin, thank you so much for joining us. You're a great guest. Please join us again. You're cool guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Feeling mutual.
That's very nice. Now, I just have to ask you one question. I have this pain in my lower back. Do you think that maybe perhaps you could give me some advice on that?
You should probably call your doctor.
You just play one on TV, right?
Exactly.
Nick, Colin, thank you so much to you, my friends.
Same to you.
You too.
truth.
Nice guys, I mean it. And talented, are you kidding me? Nick Gilfus and Colin Donald, and they are the two stars of Chicago Med. Wednesdays at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central on NBC. And by the way, immediately following that show is Chicago Fire on Wednesday nights at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central. And we'll have a couple of the stars from that show coming up. But right now, I want to remind you to visit our website, which is ronseggi.com, R-O-N-S-E-G-G-I.com. When you get there, you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. There's more to come live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Seggi Today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill that's coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
today. By now you know that we normally don't play interviews of some of the people that were on our show in recent times that we have lost. But in this particular case, we are going to do that. The passing of the great Carol Channing last week was very sad for all of us on the show because she was always a great guest. We want to play one of the interviews that I did with her few years back with her then husband, who has since passed, Harry. So here it is. I hope you enjoy it, and you can see what a delightful, charming lady Carol was. Now, as you heard me say, we are now embarking on our 17 or 18,000 guests. Joining us right now is legendary star of stage, screen, and TV, Carol Channing, and her husband, Harry. Carol, Harry, how are you?
Oh, we're fine after 11,000 guests that you've had on, and you still want us.
Well, you know, Carol, we kind of wanted to save the best for now. We've been promoting this for years.
Oh, well, I guess you would have 11,000 interviews.
That's right. It looked like you ought to be in your, like, mid-50s.
Oh, thank you. It must have been a good camera.
It was a
good... Oh, it must have been. Happy to talk to you.
Carol Channing and her husband, Harry, were junior high school sweethearts, and now you're husband and wife.
I was 12 and Harry was 13. And he was the center on the soccer team, and he won the medal for the whole state of California for the broad jump, the long jump. They changed it to the long jump on account of those vicious jokes about broad jump. I was his girlfriend, so they cleaned it up.
You have been a staple in the entertainment business for so long, and now both of you are embarking on something that's very close to my heart, and that's bringing the arts back into the schools.
It's suicidal to cut those arts out.
Yes.
Well, it's the fall of the Holy Roman Empire if they cut those arts out. That's what they did. There were lots of empires that fell. And the first thing they decided to cut is the arts.
You notice how calm my wife is?
Yes, I noticed. When people hear arts, they think just drawing. Arts, music. Yeah. I don't understand. Every school out there has a football team, a basketball team, maybe a baseball team, a sporting event.
$50 million a year for football.
Yeah. Will you let this show off?
Okay.
This is his radio.
I'm sorry, I had to get that in.
No, that's okay. The interviewee is always right.
Good advice.
That's like the customer's always right. The interviewee is always right. And nothing against sports, it's great. But everybody has a common denominator. Not everybody likes sports, but everybody likes music. And when you take away that, there's no more common denominator.
I love you to pieces. Darling, wrong. Well, we don't have to say another word.
It may not be the same kind of music that you like. You know, somebody might like rap, showbiz, rock and roll, classics, pop. It doesn't make any difference.
It doesn't.
No, yes.
And planning a national telethon next year, Ron.
Well, I got to be part of that.
Oh, I'd love to.
Ron, if you could be, you know, it's hard to be convincing if you're a woman. You can't push people around. You have to be so sweet.
Carol, I have a feeling that you could do that. Tell us about this patriotic CD that you have out now, including God Bless America.
Just patriotic songs, and it's songs my father taught.
I have a feeling that once this version is out, that will be the one everyone will remember.
Ron, and I'm not even Italian like you are. All Italians can sing.
Now, you are Dr. Carol Channing these days.
Oh, I am, and I make house calls.
Oh, you do? Well, good. I got this pain in my shoulder. Maybe you can come over.
Do you have trouble with your shoulder?
Well, no, but I'd just like to have you come over and make a house call. That's all. That's it.
As long as Claudia is there with me.
Oh, yes. And Harry's got to be with you, too. Okay.
I think you're both tigers, so I have to be very careful.
Well, I don't want to be in the same category as Charlie Sheen is right now. I know that you have a date to run to, but I could talk to you.
No, I don't. You're more important.
There's
a whole bunch of ladies, and I thought maybe that Claudia could help me tell me what to wear.
She could probably do that. Can you stay with us for a couple seconds longer?
Yes, we can stay for an hour.
Okay.
See, I was right.
When is the telethon? I know a lot of people, as I know both of you do, in the entertainment business that would love to get involved. One is my buddy Tony Orlando, who is very much involved in getting music and the arts back in schools.
Ooh.
Well, I want to tell you, I am on board with you. I really am. Carol, somebody told me you, and you alone, was the first person to ever kiss Clint Eastwood on screen. That's true?
Yes, and
you little devil, you little devil.
It was my first kiss, too. So I said, Clint, I never get these parts. I never get to do a clinch in a part that I do. I mean, I'm not the type or something. And he said, I don't know how to do a clinch. I said, do your arms go over mine or do mine go over yours or which way? And how do we both face camera when we're kissing? And we used to get together in lunch hour and try and figure it out. He was the clumsiest kisser in that. It was his first picture, and it was mine, too.
Oh, wow.
I don't want to tell you the name of it. The First Traveling Sales Lady, it was called. And Ginger Roger was starring. And I'll bet you where Ginger is now, she still can't get rid of that picture. I bet you.
I really would like to be part of the telethon because I believe in this so much. It's probably the only type of thing that I've actually sunk my teeth into over the years because I have such a strong desire to make this work in schools.
You know for a fact that your brain grew. Yes, it's a fact you'll find. The arts expand the mind in science, history, English, math, biology, zoology, and even sociology, psychology, mythology, and also genealogy. Let's keep the art. I'm losing my velocity. Oh, what? I got all mixed up. A truck driver wrote me a song.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in Modesto.
Oh.
And by the time he got to, are we going over time?
No, go ahead, Carol.
Oh, biology, zoology, and even sociology, pomposity, verbosity, I'm losing my velocity, but let's keep the arts alive, let's keep young hearts alive, because the show must go on. Wow. And I discovered after 70 years in theater, in the live theater, and then I discovered all the artist does is recreate what is already created.
Yep.
And you can, the artist has a, everybody has that knowledge. They can reach for it and they find it. Every human being can. Just recreate what's already created in your own way. We can't do our telethon without you.
Oh, thank you, dear. I was hoping you'd say that.
And kiss Claudia for
me. Yeah, Claudia, please.
I will do that. You've made her day.
You're so welcome.
If you need an MC, let me know.
Thank you. We do. Oh, gee, you'd be great.
It would be an honor. The great American icon of show business, Carol Channing, and her husband, Harry.
Oh, thank you.
She was so sweet. And we can, as a tribute to her, carry her message that she talked about, and that is keep music in schools. Carol Channing. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
report to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
That's going to wrap things up with Ron Sedgy today. I hope you had a good time this past 2 hours, and we look forward to seeing you next week on the show. I want to thank our guests for joining us, and they include from the TV show New Amsterdam, Freeman Agyeman and Jocko Sims, Heidi Klum, T.J. Lubinsky with his PBS series on music, also to Daniel Krauthammer, Chicago Med stars Nick Gilfist, Colin Donnelly, and our tribute to Carol Channing. It was nice hearing her voice one more time. What a lady. And we'll be looking for your company to come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.